Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Kia ora te iwi, Tobias Tahi here. What a massive show today's one was, and you are here now tuned into the replay from the 5th of October 24. Today's show held space for our Palestinian brothers and sisters, which marks 1 year today since the restart of attacks on Gaza, all the way down to Rafah. My heart and love goes out to my Palestinian brothers and sisters and all our Muslim fanonga. Today's show, I played my latest song. I also played music from Macklemore, Dana Salah, Samir, Tupac, DMX, and a whole bunch of Michael Jackson. We don't have full replays of my show up for permanent download, so to catch all of the music, make sure you catch me live and direct Saturday 2 p.m. and again Saturday evening. Check out the website www.realitycheck.radio for more information about the Truth Speaker Show.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you.
The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. I said the truth is here. The truth is here.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And we are live and direct for your Saturday afternoon. This is, of course, the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is Tobias Tahi, and you are listening to RCR, Reality Check Radio. And I'm running straight into things today. Today, I am standing in unity with my brothers and sisters who are observing the fact that today marks 1 year since the Nakba was reignited and Gaza was invaded again, sparking the continued genocide of innocent people hiding behind countless justifications. I unapologetically stand with Palestine. So with that being said, I'm going to open today's show with one of my new songs, Standing in Exactly That. This song means everything to me, and to be able to use my voice, my talents, and my art to speak out against a Zionist globalist agenda, a genocide, a slaughtering of innocent children, women, and men, I will do so loudly without hesitation. The song is available now on all major streaming platforms and features the powerfully talented Lovey Rose. This is Tobias Tahi and Lovey Rose. Are you staying silent too?
No.
Without blinking an eye, why do innocent children have to die? Why is it all for a lie, all to divide? I will try not to cry while I speak these rhymes, but I'm feeling these tears. Hear my eyes knowing that a mother just carried her son out of the rubble, and a father holds his daughter screaming, I love you. These demons they bust through the doors of the innocent, gun to the head, they shoot you to finish them. Who's there defending them? If the world doesn't care, nobody's watching, nobody's there. Whole family shot in cold blood, murdered for what? A Zionist agenda to enter the Vader land. Their people already standing, live. I speak for those that are standing in the blood of their kids, hands and lips. Daughters dancing in the dust of the rubble overhead. She is trouble, bombs are landing, not understanding why they hate her home. Is Netanyahu Satan's clone? I hate him, bro. Are you staying silent too? Whilst people are killed, but it's far away from you. People keep on dying and we all just live our lives, but a child loses all in the land of Palestine. Are you staying silent too? Whilst people are killed, just live our lives, but a child loses all in the land of Palestine. It's a genocide, there's no two ways about it. You claim you're fighting for humanity, yet I clearly doubt it. Your politics don't mean a thing to a child that screams that they just want to be free. Free from all this war, free from all this pain. 5 years old watching his mother die and he will never be the same. No human has the right to put that on a child's brain. You can justify it all that you want. Whatever you think is taught in that book, you need to take a second look, because I'm sure that Jesus walked side by side with Palestine and the bloodlines around the same time that he was nailed to the cross and crucified. But now they use his life to hide behind and commit genocide. I stand here and cry, what's the value of a human life? What they tell you on the news at nights is barely scratching the real truth. I might kick in the doors of TV and Z while they live on air, wave a flag in the air and a sign that stares down the camera lens reading Free Palestine, then throw a fist to the sky and disappear into the sky. Please tell you why, stay silent too, whilst people are cute but it's far away from you. People keep on dying and we all just live our lives, but a child loses all in the land of Palestine. Are you staying silent too, whilst people are killed but it's far away from you. People keep on dying and we all just live our lives, but a child loses all in the land of Palestine.
What happened to us as humans? To become so desensitized to murder, mass murder at that, genocide? What happened to us as humans that the West has become so indoctrinated by a Zionist-owned, funded, and controlled media that it has brainwashed so many people that Muslims are some type of evil, therefore the killing of doesn't matter? In my younger years, I was in an Iranian Muslim family for roughly 7 or 8 years, so I learnt a lot from elders who lived through what America done to Iran and the Middle East. I learnt directly from 60-plus-year-olds who lived through it as children. I watched beautiful Muslim women afraid to leave their home due to the 9/11 lie. In this family, I had never felt the same amount of love anywhere. I never felt the same amount of love anywhere else when I walked into a Muslim home, ever, to this day. Yet here we are today with such a indoctrinated, uninformed, sheltered, never spent a day in their life with anti-Muslim culture in this nation, who are pro-genocide as if it's a sport, and now we even have a planned anti-Muslim, anti-mosque protest in the works from an organization that I have held in such high respect, high regard, and have dinner with their members, yet it is impossible to respect their stance on Islam and Palestine. And from that same organization, as recent as this week, a man standing outside a mosque with a megaphone yelling that Jesus is the only way, Jesus is the only truth, that Christianity is the only truth, and denouncing Muslims and Muhammad, with children just trying to walk into their mosque and spend time with God. What has happened to us as humans? I have a portrait of Jesus on my entire hand, and I'm embarrassed that these apparent Christians are doing this. And aroha mai, I don't mean to always get so serious on my shows, but to sit with my Muslim friends who are constantly feeling that they have to be ready to protect their women and children in public is not the Aotearoa New Zealand that I know. What happened to us as humans? Recently, I've been considering converting to Islam because watching how Christians have been acting recently is not that of God. What happened to us as humans? You know what I think would help people untangle their mind's perspective of Islam and Muslim is to understand that the word Allah, it simply means the same as the English word God. It's just an Arabic literal translation and vice versa. I personally don't think it is in reference to a, quote, different God, because that's where the division is, the whole my God versus your God pathetic battle that has been, by design, implemented in order to divide and conquer. You mix that with the media, movies, news, cartoons, political agendas, creating a fear-based catchphrase, Allahu Akbar. By creating, I don't mean it isn't something that isn't widely and powerfully used by Muslim. What I mean by creating a catchphrase, I mean the way it is used on our TV screens, in our movies, in the news. Most Westerners first heard the saying attached to 9/11 or bombings, and that is by design to cause your mind to think of that anytime you hear the word Allah. But you need to remember, it simply means God. Just as in English, we say God. It's the same thing. It's time we detangle our religious division. I just want to go back and speak on something I briefed over earlier, and that is the planned protest against Muslims, against Islam, against the building of mosques, and against anything that isn't, quote, Kiwi. It sparked a memory of a reoccurring dream I used to have as a child, one that I don't have anymore, but it planted that seed permanently in my mind. But these protests and speaking about it sparked my memory. But you know how we all have or had those reoccurring dreams that just would come into our mind and our sleep often? Mine was, and I'm assuming I had just learned about or heard the story of Noah's Ark, but the dream was that this nation is Noah's Ark. The entire world went into flames in my dream. The entire world collapsed in my dream. There was war, there was famine. Everything collapsed, but this nation survived and thrived, and as Noah's Ark, we repopulated the world with all races, all religions, all nationalities, all cultures, all beliefs, apart from Zionism. Just everyone living in peace. Just as in the story of Noah's Ark, two of each animal in order to repopulate the earth, except it's humans, living in unity, in respect, in love, in peace, in understanding of each other's beliefs, which then shifts around the world when the flames have gone out. And this peace and respect carries on in each country. These planned anti-everything, not, quote, Kiwi, sparked my memory of this. I truly, in my heart of hearts, believe that this nation can be the forefront of unity, the forefront of peace, and to lead by example. But as long as we keep feeding into worldly division, worldly political agendas, worldly wars, and superiority complexes, we will miss the boat, pun intended, on being the leading example of what a nation should be without ideological, religious, political, and racial division. Let me know your thoughts on that or anything I've spoken about today, because I guarantee some of the music at the start of the show will have triggered a few of you. So let me have it. 2057 is that text, or you can email inbox@realitycheck.radio. My name is Tobias Tahi, and this is, of course, the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR, Reality Check Radio. I don't usually play the same artist back to back to back, but nobody else was going to express what I needed to in that group of songs. Michael Jackson, in my humble opinion, is one of the greatest humans to ever walk this earth. As a child, I was mesmerized by him and his music. His concert was the first that I went to when I was about 6 or 7, I think I was. It is something that remains burnt into my memories forever. The fact that there was an agenda to paint him to be something he is not. The fact that his music was and is still changing the world for the better. And the powers that be saw that as a threat. Therefore, they assassinated his character to discredit his work, discredit his message, taint his legacy, and try to remove the power his music had or has, because it has the power to unite the world. And that is a threat to the establishment, to the powers that be. I'm unsure if they still are, but I remember Radio New Zealand or our broadcasting puppets or somebody told all of our local radio stations they were no longer allowed to play his music. Point proven. The establishment, the powers that be, fear what has a positive influence and can make people better humans. But in typical Truth Speaker fashion, I will not abide by the rules, and I will play his music, and I'll play it more often. And that brings me to the end of today's Truth Speaker show. These small two-hour shows go by so quickly. I do, however, love and appreciate every minute here with you. I understand completely that some of what I spoke on today may be triggering for you. Some of the music I played may have been triggering for you. And people may have even turned off the show and aren't even here listening right now, which is their choice and their freedom to do so. But answer me this. If we can't learn to live in harmony with others who believe differently, see differently, think differently, or who have come through life in a different world on the same planet, therefore have a different perspective to you, then how could humanity ever find its way forward? Watching this whole "this is a Christian nation, nobody else allowed" push that is happening right now isn't what I stand for. When I fight for freedom, I fight for the freedom of all, not just those who believe what I believe. That is the freedom of all good people, not bad people who do bad things. But within every group, every belief, every corner of society, every whānau, every religion, every organization, there is a bad apple, and we need to stop using those bad apples as a justification to hate all of the certain whatever. We have such a good opportunity in this nation to be the forefront of world change, to be the leading way in unity. But unfortunately, there are still people who feel that anything that isn't what they believe is a threat to what they believe. We need to stop adopting international ideological worry. For example, the mass immigration into the UK that people say is a threat to future democracy because only 20% of the UK will be English, therefore democracy in the UK won't favour British people but will favour immigrants. Bro, that's exactly what Māori have been trying to tell you for decades. It's exactly what happened on these lands. Immigration turned Māori into a minority, then democracy was implemented where the minority have less than a say. It's basic math. But to watch people adapt that ideological belief here as if it's a threat to Kiwi, but ignore the fact it already happened to Māori, which is why the stand for Māori rights is so consistent, is contradictory. Or am I speculating to think it's selective on skin colour? But to hear people worry about immigration into the UK and fears that democracy will favour immigrants over Englishmen is such an ironic twist of perspective considering what happened to Māori and what Māori we have been trying to say for so long. Maybe now you understand. Anyway, I could rant on and on about the similarities and contradictions within every global whinge right now, but I want to close with this. Everything happens for a reason, and God is always in control. So if you're out there anti another religion and protesting against another's beliefs, or even if you're going to their place of worship with a megaphone and yelling that they are wrong and you are right, I have to ask you, how much do you truly trust in God if you don't trust the fact that he is bringing brothers and sisters from around the world to be here on this ark together for a reason, to be the change this world desperately needs to see and be, to give us an opportunity to stand hand in hand as Christian, as Muslim, hand in hand in support of Palestine, in support of Israel, and simply say, F you world, we are creating the new here and won't be manipulated by the hundreds of divisive agendas any longer. Instead, we will stand hand in hand as humans with many and multiple differences and beliefs. Māori tū, Māori aroha, Māori ora.
You're now listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We need to be being resilient, we need to be being strong. We need to be together discussing the big ideas, the ideas that the mainstream media not only don't talk about, but openly dismiss and then attack anyone that does talk about them.
Simply that we believe something because it's been our tradition doesn't actually make it true. We can look in the past and see what happens when belief is prioritised over discussion and seeking, if you will, a foundation for truth.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uni party. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports.
All of these people who say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't mean I've studied what is being suggested here. I think on the balance of probabilities, it's not likely. What they mean is, I'm scared of even thinking what would be if that were to be the case.
Where were the real men in all of this? Why weren't they standing up? Why weren't they protecting these principles? Where were they?
You look at them up there with their word salad, hitting all of the buzzwords that they like to talk, but they've got this like crazy eyes look, and you just sit there thinking, you're putting the mental into environmental in a big way here.
This is only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. This is the start of something new in New Zealand media. I would not be allowed to do this on any other platform. You would not be allowed to hear these conversations anywhere else in New Zealand media. Only on RCR.